Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Tanya Shabazz, and thank you for calling in to our show. I'm so sorry that we began late. We had some technical difficulties. I'm also waiting for our host to call in, so if you would just be patient with me, give us just a couple more minutes. At 8:15, the host should call in for tonight, and we can begin the program. Again, thank you so much for calling in. We have an exciting program for you tonight, and we just ask that you just wait a couple more minutes for the host. We did have some technical difficulties, and she was told to call in at 8:15. So just relax and get ready for a great time with our program. Thank you so much.
My husband's name is Michael Dublin, and we've been married for over 30 years. I have two others that are joining me on the radio program. We have Amber. And Amber, if you can just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 27, a college student, also work, and I'm a single young adult.
Okay, thank you. And we also have Kendra.
My name is Kendra. I am 29. I just got a new job, so starting a new experience, and I'm just grateful to be on this call today.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We also have Tanya manning the phone. So if you would like to make a comment or you have a question, press 1 on your keypad, and she will see the last 4 digits of your telephone number, and you'll be able to ask a question or make a comment. Our topic for today is a time for everything. You know, timing is everything in this life. You know, we know that the beginning of your day starts with what? Time. Our day is filled with time when we stop and think about it. We set our alarm clocks or cell phones at a certain time, and if you press that snooze button and fall back to sleep, you'll find yourself running late. Your employer expects you to arrive at work on time, take lunch at a certain time, and leave on time. And just imagine our traffic light. If you travel through the red light just seconds during that time or after, a fatal accident could occur. Time is critical at a traffic light. Timing is also important in our spiritual life, too. It is very important to live our lives with the serious awareness of God's timing in our life. So, Kendra and Amber, I got a question to ask you about timing. You know, what does it mean to be serious and aware of God's timing in your life?
I think it's just basically everything that you do in life has a purpose. You have a certain direction. So it's not always about killing time or being unproductive, but at any given moment in our day, we'll be productive and serve a purpose-driven life.
Okay. All right. Amber, what are your thoughts about that?
I have to agree with Kendra about being the importance of being intentional and not having a lot of idleness in your life, because it can be dangerous and lead to some dark emotions. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we know.
Okay, Cecilia. Excuse me.
Yes.
We look like we have a caller that has a question or a comment. So if we can just break here and find out if the caller has a question. Caller
sure.
Caller ending in 5583. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, ma'am. My phone must have did it accidentally. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. We're just glad to have you tonight. Just hit 1, please, on your phone, and that will take the question mark away from us, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Cecilia. Go ahead.
All right. So in Ecclesiastes, at the beginning of the chapter, it talks about that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die. So basically, everything about life has a beginning and an ending. And we all know that God knows our birthday, and he knows when that funeral is going to take place. So everything in life is very short. So we want to talk about two activities under heaven, and one of those activities is there's a time to weep and a time to laugh. And I remember getting the news from my brother that our dad was getting sick and that my sister and I needed to go home very soon. So I called my dad, and hearing his voice got me very emotional during that time. And he told me, he said, "Don't cry. I'm okay." And after his passing, I didn't cry. I basically heard what he told me and followed his instructions. My family looked to me for guidance since I was the oldest and a licensed funeral director. So my emotions were put on hold for a long period of time. And it wasn't until I attended a good friend of mine's funeral that I actually wept. And it was uncontrollable. So when I look back at during that time, it was important for me to weep because there's a time to laugh and there's a time to enjoy life. But I really needed to weep during that time because I was sad that my dad was gone. So it's natural to weep. And I was sad for my brother. I was sad for my mom. My brother at the time, he was only 17 years old. And as you know the story of Lazarus, when Lazarus died, Jesus did what? He wept. He wept because he was sad, so it's okay. So I'd like to ask the audience, the listeners, you know, have you ever experienced this activity where it was an unexpected death or tragic that you encounter? And how did you allow the beauty of God to be seen in you during this time? Because it's very difficult when you're weeping, when you're sad, when something has happened. Maybe you lost your job or you had a great relationship with a friend and something happened. So how do you allow God to manifest himself in you during this time?
Well, I would say about a year ago, I broke up with a guy that I was dating, and I had to allow myself that time to weep. I had to allow myself that time to cry. And after a few months, I kind of had to say, you know, you ask God if this was the right person for you, because this is the person you're supposed to marry. And he gave me my answer within a week's time. So I had to listen to what he told me, and I had to take action after that. I did have, you know, months where I was crying, and I, you know, was still trying to understand it all. And I had to ask God, you know, help me to get out of this. So it really came from just reading the word and starting to write songs and having that creativity that God gave me to kind of have a release. So that was a way for me to kind of get out of it and know that, you know, God gave me this answer, so I need to follow through with it because it's going to be something better, you know, on the other side.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's important, you know, when you ask God a question, that you need to stop and listen and don't take matters in your own hands. And so often we do that instead of listening to his voice because, you know, he's going to always direct you, but you've got to hear him, you've got to ask him, you've got to have that relationship with him to even hear his voice and know about it. So Amber, have you experienced this activity about the weeping or some type of trouble that you may encounter? How did you allow God to manifest himself in your life during that time?
Yeah, I weeped after ending a hostile friendship that went past its season because I thought that I was doing the right thing by being in this person's life and being a light or just a breath of fresh air. But when I just looked at the feedback that I was getting, it was doing more harm than good because they were bringing me down and it was just not what Jesus would want for me. So I had to understand that it was my time to go. And
so what was that? How did you arrive at that it was time, you know, even though that relationship continued on? How did you come to the conclusion that it was time for that relationship to end, even though it was very difficult for you?
When I realized, I started to internalize a lot of the negativity, and it wasn't adding up to who I was and especially how other people viewed me. So I had, you know, just had to make the decision to go.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's any body that's listening to the radio form, if you press 1 on your keypad, you can make a comment, or if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. Another activity under heaven is there's a time to be silent and there's a time to be speak. Just imagine this story that a mom is going to a hospital and she's so excited, full of joy about her baby coming into this world. And as her husband is driving, she's thinking about the baby's room and she's already picked out a nice outfit. And during the delivery, the baby passes away. And her best friend is there. And she says jokingly, "You're still young. You can have another baby." You know, can you imagine what's going on in that mom's mind to hear her best friend say those things? So it would have been better for that best friend to not say anything. There was no thought before making that statement. So, Kendra, have you ever experienced speaking to someone without giving it any thought? You know, that timing was just not there.
Yes, I've been on both sides. I would say one time that sticks out to me was I was in a class and I could tell something was wrong with one of the ladies there. And in the middle of class, after they had spoke, or after she had spoke, I had asked her, you know, is you know, what's going on? And because at the time she had surgery, she couldn't help what was going on with her bodily functions and everything. But it just wasn't the right time at all. And I had to apologize afterwards because I knew it could have been, you know, very damaging to her spirit in the moment. But looking back, I was like, that was definitely not the right time to ask the question. I interrupted the class, you know, and we weren't even talking about that, you know, that subject. So sometimes, you know, in that moment, I needed to just be quiet, you know, allow the moment that we needed for the class. And then if I had to ask something, you know, later on because we had that kind of relationship, then that would have been the proper time. So my timing was totally off on that. But I was able to see that I was wrong and be able to apologize as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a great thing about that is that you recognize that after that situation occurred that that wasn't the right time, that you did hear the voice, even though it happened afterwards. But, you know, we can always correct any of those things that we had done to better ourselves so that we know to we can hear the voice of God to say no. We don't, even though we may think it, we don't actually act upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amber, was there ever a time for you that you were silent and you needed to speak?
Yes, when, especially since I am younger, just learning how to deal with people is just an interesting thing. But I had to... when you're having conflict with people, I don't want to speak immediately because I want to get control of my emotions and work through situations, see where I went wrong in it. But mm-hmm. the problem with that is that I tarry too long and a lot of time will pass and then I'll be ready to address the situation. And it's kind of past the season now, so it doesn't make sense. So, you know, I've learned from there to, you know, set a guideline, okay, like think about it and 2 days later talk about it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, you know, because sometimes we want to say something about a situation and we find time is just fleeting and if you do bring it up to the person, they're wondering, where did this come from? You know, why didn't you say anything early on? But life is learning, isn't it? I mean, we don't have all the answers at the time, and God helps us through the path. So, you know, just imagine if everybody wept all the time or everybody laughed. What kind of world would you think it would be if we just had all one extreme activity in our lives?
It would be out of balance. It would.
Yeah, it would. It would be out of balance. It sure would be. It would be. And then, you know, if everybody was serious all the time, where would the fun be? It wouldn't really be exciting. So, it's, you know, God has given us both of these extremes, but there's a season for all of this. And it's just amazing how God just works himself in us if we just stop and hear his voice, because he gives us the right time. So as we conclude in this radio forum about timing, what are some of the things that can trigger? You know, sometimes we say things that we shouldn't say. We're silent when we should be speaking. We're not weeping when we're weeping, but maybe we should not be. How do we bring a balance and allow God to manifest himself in us? You know, what is it that can trigger our minds to help us to not be out of balance?
I think that I have an app that always comes up anytime I wake up. It's already there. So it's always a scripture that I'm able to read and kind of meditate on before I start my day. So I can start hearing God's voice the second I wake up. I think that God always shows you through, you know, his word and through your life that you can be a light to somebody else. So, you know, there's going to be that time for weeping, but you also need that time of laughter. You know, that journey in between is you showing God's light and showing I'm going through this, but I'm not going to allow it to take hold of me. God's going to give me this relief. And you don't want to be too burned out and too distraught to where God can't give you that relief when he's given it to you and you're not taking it. Mm-hmm. So I think that hearing God's voice in the morning is great for me. On my Instagram, I always make sure I follow, you know, the right people. So at the end of anytime I go on my phone, which I know I'm going to go on my phone every single day, mm-hmm. anytime I have, you know, a break, I'm able to see scriptures, you know, come from my news feed versus, you know, anything that's negative. Mm-hmm. And also I think, you know, God gives us a lot of creativity. So being able to make music like I've done recently is like a spiritual, you know, experience. So that allows me to, you know, whatever I'm thinking, I can write out, I can make a song. But it also gives me that time of that I can be with God, or I can just do something outside of, you know, just the usual go to work, come home, you know, go to church, you know, it allows me to have that experience with him. So I think having those different things that I do in my life helps me to stay with a pretty good balance.
Mm-hmm. That's great. It seemed like you, for you to be so young, a relationship with God that helps you get through the day, and that your timing is based on his time, it's not based on your time. So I really appreciate you sharing that. I hope that the audience can and learn from that. You have some favorite scriptures. You use your phone from a spiritual standpoint, not just for talking on the phone or texting, but it's to help you to become even closer to God. So I really appreciate that. What about you, Amber? What are some of the triggers that help you to hear God's voice and for that right time in your life?
Okay. For me, since I'm still a young sister with much to learn from life, I run home. I draw to the people I know who love me in God's light. It's not many people, but it's enough to where I feel comfortable about being honest mm-hmm. About the troubles I'm facing, mm-hmm. and they can lend an ear. I also trust God because I remember the countless times he rescued me mm-hmm. From situations. And I also remember how he views me and through all these emotional changes. And just honoring him makes me beautiful, and that just shows the light of his beautifulness. So the scripture passage I go to is Psalms 139 that talks with David, is, you know, just sharing how God just knows him inside and out, and he made him fearfully and wonderfully created. It's not just a common anything.
Mm-hmm.
He was intentionally made. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I'm just so amazed that you all are under 30 and just how much you are connecting with God. And, you know, have you encountered when these extreme opposites are happening to your friend, maybe they're distraught, they're weeping or they're sad, and it's a constant thing where they're not coming out of it like you all. What I'm hearing, you seem to not stay in that valley very long because you have these triggers or these you can hear God's voice, and there's other things that's in your life that's helping you. So what would you say to someone who's having those problems where they can't hear his voice and, you know, they say things to people just without any thought? How do you help someone when they're going through that?
I think just
showing God's mercy, because I think once you go through different things in life, you're able to have more compassion on other people. And once you go through those things and they see that God has lifted you up, they're able to hear you even more. It's not that you're just talking. You're actually walking, you know, with Christ. So a lot of times when I see my friends or, you know, maybe going the wrong path or they're in that moment, they just can't get themselves out, you know, I'll send them a scripture, you know, just something, you know, out of the blue throughout the week. Just let them know that I'm thinking about them. And then I might, you know, a few days later I'll call them, you know, how's everything going, you know. I can come over for a few hours if you want to hang out or just talk. Because I don't think it always has to be about a Bible study, but allowing them to just say what's on their mind. Because the Bible study will come, you know, but you just have to have that connectedness with, you know, with your friend to say, okay, let's be, you know, open and honest. I know you're going through this and that. But, you know, I've been there. You've seen it. God pulled me out. He's going to pull you out. So with your friends, I think you always have to be aware of what they're going through in the situation and how you can approach them so that, you know, you can actually benefit or they can benefit from the conversation versus it being, you know, an attack. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I do it with my friends. A lot of times the first initial thing is just that initial quote or something that just encourages them throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because, you know, time is fleeting and we're going to go through all these different emotions. You know, we talked about it's a time to be born and a time to die, and there's so many things that occur in our lives. There's so many activities that's to the extreme. And how do we allow God to see the beauty in us? Because time is fleeting, and we're not going to be here a long life. And so, you know, how do we see the beauty in all of these activities that we're going to go through? So I really appreciate your comments, and I tell you, I'm just amazed at the maturity level of our young folks, and I really appreciate you all. And if there's anybody that's out there that has any comments or questions for Kendra or Amber, you know, you can go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. And if not, you know, there's a time for everything. There's a time to say. There's a time to do. There's a time to react. And so God wants us to see the beauty of His world, even in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of depression and anything that you're going through, that He wants us to be connected to Him. So there's a time for everything, and you're going to experience all of these different activities. So, Tanya, if you have any comments or anything about there's a time for everything in our radio forum. Okay, well, if we don't have any more comments, so we really appreciate all your comments, and we hope to see you again next Thursday at 8 o'clock for Wondrous Woman. Thank you so much, and we hope you have a great night.